One of the folks I visited with is North Minnesota District 1 Congressman Tim Walz.
Alrighty. Yeah, last time we talked was August.
Yes.
So, and this is a year divisible by two, so you'll be in at Farm Fest again.
I said it's my life revolves around the Farm Fest, and I said we love it. It's such a tradition through the upper Midwest that that's a time to, I think this was a little sample of what you see there. See folks trying to come together to solve these issues.
Yeah. All right, well, Congressman Walz, this was a listening session. What did you hear?
Yeah, well, what I heard was is that the commitment to continue to do what we've always done, make sure our producers are able to feed, fuel, and clothe the world, and the commitment to doing it in a sustainable, responsible manner. And for me, the data behind how we control surface moisture and subsurface moisture, how we make sure nutrients stay on the land, and how we do that in a way that uses the newest technologies. And I think for me, coming away from this, because obviously southern Minnesota and tiling is a huge issue, water quality is a huge issue, we need to learn as much as we can. And I think the experts were here were fabulous about pointing that out. And then the process of making the system more efficient. I think they had, want to follow the rules. They want to do it right, but they shouldn't be asked 3 years to wait on that. So for me, I think those were the two big takeaways. Make this thing more efficient and use these tools.
Were you surprised by some of the answers that NRCS or some of the things that NRCS was saying here on their part of the listening session?
Not so much. I said I do appreciate their candidness on this. I think it's always helpful when they said, yes, these producers are right to be frustrated. We have not served them well. We pledge to do better. That's always healthy. And now, of course, we're going to hold them to that or attempt to do that. But I think these folks have an important job. And the producers themselves recognize the authority of NRCS to be that, the permit issuing. But they're right that it shouldn't take that long. So I love the idea that they could get these done in 30 days, but I think promising what you can't deliver, I worry about that. But they need to, and again, I think I heard this, it's not necessarily just more people or more money, it could be improving your efficiency. So I think that's something for us to take away, and that's our job as in oversight to make sure they're able to do this. But I thought they were, admitting that there's an issue with this and trying to do the best to make sure they strike that balance between allowing our producers to move that water in a responsible manner and keeping the water clean. That's good stuff.
If you weren't surprised by NRCS, were you surprised by Congressman Noem, who came out kind of guns a-blazing a little for a while there?
No, I appreciated her. She's got much more of a backlog on this. I think she's right to ask. And again, her job is to represent her constituents, and some of them, there was the story that she's holding in front of me, they've been waiting over 4.5 years. She should have been gun blazing on that, and I too will take them to task when they're wrong, but I think also understanding that they've got a job to do in trying to get at the bottom of this. So I thought, again, this is very much how an ag committee hearing goes, very bipartisan. I think Congressman Thompson from Pennsylvania summed it up. It's not Republican and Democrat in there, it's producers versus consumers a lot of times, and we have to hold that coalition together. And I don't get me wrong, I don't want to build any type of division amongst those consumers, especially in urban areas, because we critically need them on all of these issues. But they also need to understand that there's things out here that they may not understand, and it's our job to explain it to them.
So how do we get that education process done?
Yeah, I think folks like you, farm radio is sometimes preaching to the choir, but as I always say, the choir needs to sing a little louder. This is not an us versus them on this. And I talk to folks that are concerned about clean water and make sure that they're very clear about this. So are my producers. Their children drink the water too. They're stewards of the land. They have an investment in this that goes beyond economics. It's cultural. It's deep. It's family heritage. I think one thing is starting from the position on any issue, but especially this one, not thinking worse motives about the other side. There may be people that want to tie this up in court just to make money off the legal fees or whatever. The vast majority of people, though, they just want to make sure the water's clean and that there's not flooding happening, things like that. I think there's a ton of common ground, and I think it's our responsibility to go out and say that. So what I have to do is go back, take from these listening sessions, continue that conversation. When I use anecdotes in there that come from my producers, or in the case of going forward using the data presented by some of these folks, that's important for us to do. You, as elected officials, you have got to dive headfirst into the most difficult issues. Water quality and tiling in southern Minnesota is a huge issue. That's why I need to be there talking about it.
So is the solution then to get rid of the backlog and wetland determinations, is it bigger government or fewer regulations?
I I don't think it's necessarily bigger at this point. I do think you need to be honest about how many people it takes. If they've got 20 people, and I talked to Christy about this, they got a backlog of 1,200. That seems to me, doing the math, that that's 60 per person. If it takes 4 days to do it, that's 240 days. Then I think you should tell people we're going to be done in 240 days. And that's an efficiency. If you can't do it in that amount of time, then you need to be honest and tell people why you can't do it. Because, again, a lot of folks say, well, they can do that. If you've never done a wetland determination, how do you know how long it takes? So what we're doing is going out with people and watching them do one to see how long this takes. Could this be faster? Because it's always easy when you're not doing it to say, well, here's how I would do it, unless you have to. So I think there's an efficiency in this. I like the idea, and as I brought up the example in there, I think there's the for some of the consultants to be able to help out once they're certified. I think that makes sense. It's not an either or, government versus private sector. In many cases, it's a hybrid. Let's use our resources most wisely, because what the taxpayer wants on this, they want to know that somebody's watching. What they also want to know is that they're not putting a huge burden to people or costing them. I mean, the idea that it costs someone $200,000 to argue this, that is unacceptable. And I don't care where you're at politically, that's unacceptable. So I think listening to this here, you find there's a lot of common ground. Make the system as efficient as possible. If they need some resources, make sure they have them and use them wisely. And then have some ways to measure outcomes. Because if I've got a constituent like Christy has that's waiting 4.5 years, there is no answer they can give me that's acceptable. They simply failed. They have simply failed. And in that case, the solution to that is to say you're sorry to the people you failed on, and then to fix it to make sure it doesn't happen again. So I'm hopeful, and I think this is one that I do believe that. And the science and the technology coming out of some of the tiling up here to me is amazing. I didn't mention it, but my time up here in 97 when I was in the Minnesota National Guard, I see what happens if the floods happen, and you never want to see that. So if there's anything we can do to mitigate that, we should be doing it.
Excellent. All right, Congressman Wall, see you at Farm Fest in August.
We'll all be there.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, as always.
Yep.
Yeah.
All
right, we're visiting with Kent Rodelius. He's a sales manager at Princo down in Wilmer, Minnesota. And Kent, this was a listening session put on by congressmen from North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota. What did you tell them? Did they listen?
Well, hopefully they listen. This is a good group of congressmen. They're very up to date on water issues and understand what's going on here in the valley and in other areas, and they understand the priority that farmers have in properly draining their soils.
Did what from a technical aspect, what were you able to tell them?
I also am the vice president of the Agricultural Drainage Management Coalition, so I spent some time visiting with them about what controlled drainage can do. We can hold water back in the soil profile. We can actually manage the water for times when the crop needs it. With the golden rule of drainage is to drain just enough water for crop production and trafficability and not a drop more. So when it makes sense to hold water back in the soil profile, and up here in the valley, that's a really big thing to mitigate flooding. Controlled drainage makes a lot of sense up here.
Control structures are kind of new, although they've been researched for a long time, and they're new to the public or the drain tile users out there.
Yes, they're fairly new. There have been a lot of variations, but some of the newest and best stuff is made by AgriDrain. That's the structure that we see most used, and it's a stainless steel, fiberglass, and poly structure that is very good at managing the water. There are stop logs that you can manually or automatically control the drainage water with.
It's kind of the equivalent of a check valve, right?
It's very much that. It's a little more involved than that, but it's some people like to think of it as a garden hose where you can just shut it off, but it's there's more variations and variables to it than that, but that's in basic the principle.
All right. Kent, the state of Minnesota is imposing some buffer strips, or likely will be imposing some buffer strips, and how will that affect you?
Well, the Agricultural Drainage Management Coalition is very involved. The ability to saturate the buffers and with the new buffer law just makes a total package out of that buffer, where we can actually do a lot of denitrifying of the water before it enters the ditch through the outlet or wherever it's running to. It's just one more tool that farmers can use to contribute to reducing nutrients.
And you told them specifically how that could be accomplished. Tell everybody how that's done.
Well, again, when the main is coming to your outlet, you would put a control structure in, and then in the buffer you would run a tile line both directions in the buffer, and you would stop the water and then run the water out into those tile lines, and it would naturally denitrify through the soil profile.
To how much of a degree?
A lot of the research that the ADMC has done, we're showing 30 to 40% reductions in nutrients, so it's significant.
Yeah, that makes it almost drinking water quality?
I don't know about that, but it certainly is a significant reduction.
Okay. Well, your part of the panel is done now, and now the NRCS is up there. Do you think they're getting their feet held to the flames a little?
Well, I guess I'm glad I'm not up there today. It's really gotten to be a difficult scenario for the NRCS to meet the demands of what's being required of them. But we do have to find some solutions where farmers and landowners can get their delineations done, and people can move ahead with their projects.
Yeah, what is the solution there? I mean, do they need more people, or do they need fewer regulations?
Well, I don't know that we're ever going to get fewer regulations. I think the response time is what is really holding up making it so contentious right now. So I guess I'll leave it to the NRCS to solve that. But there is a lot of talk about private delineators working on some of those projects also.
Kent Rodelius, Ag Sales Manager at Princeco.